Among the official victims of the 2013 Boston Marathon bombings is a Boston police officer who died a year after the attacks. Boston Police Sergeant Dennis D.J. Simmons was among those who responded a few days after the marathon to the standoff and shootout with the bombers in Watertown. A state medical panel concluded that his death a year later was likely caused by job-related injuries. We spoke with Officer Simmons' sister, Nicole Simmons Jordan, and asked how she remembers her brother.
DJ was one that stood on grounds of discipline, leadership, and respect. And he was a very, very proud, accomplished 5-year veteran of the Boston Police Department with so much hope, so much determination, and a lane easily paved for a destination of winning.
When you think back to 2013, bombings, and then the shootout, what stands out in your mind? And what do you remember about what DJ told you regarding what was going on, especially as a Boston police officer at the time?
The day, April 15th, 2013, my grandparents happened to be driving from our hometown of Randolph, Massachusetts, to look with a realtor at a new home for DJ. And before they got to the home, they got a call from my brother. And it was a very rushed, emotionally jarring and confusing conversation. He directed my grandparents, do not come anywhere closer to Boston. Go back to Randolph. We are under attack. I am okay. I am working. I'm trying to get people to safety. We didn't speak to DJ much during those days because, I mean, he was on a manhunt. The whole city of Boston was, even if you weren't in the police. You know what I mean? The whole country was. And it was the middle of the night of the shootout. There were callers in Watertown in the vicinity of the shootout that were phoning in to different news stations with their own audio or video coverage of the shootout in the street. My mother was able to identify my brother's voice. My mother was just convinced. She said, I heard him. I know my son. And DJ was taken out via ambulance the night of Watertown after the shootout. And once DJ got in touch with us as the family, you know, he didn't make a big deal out of it. They were still getting their bearings. I mean, the city of Boston was actively in shock.
So how do you think his injuries that night of the shootout affected him that year until...
It was like a slow depiction of the last moments of my brother's life. He did have to take some medical time off of work, and he came down and visited myself and my parents in Florida. And he stood in my mother's bedroom doorway in the middle of the night, and he said, Mom, ever since that night, I haven't had an ounce of what one would consider real sleep. And he tried to push for clarity on how he would regain his diehard commitment to service. His time just didn't click as long as we would have ever expected.
What will you be doing on Monday, the day of the marathon?
We have a team of 7 people running the marathon in support of the Dennis DJ Simmons Unsung Hero Foundation. We round up folks that are willing to sacrifice and give the guts and the glory of killing that heartbreak hill. I say, look, don't worry about it. The run will be a little easier. DJ's got wings on your shoes.
Nicole Simmons Jordan is the sister of Boston Police Sergeant DJ Simmons, who died a year after the Boston Marathon bombings. Nicole, thanks so much for talking with us.
Oh, thank you, Deb.